Hello everybody and welcome to the Week 10 Staff Podcast. Last week's focus has been well and truly on assessment and reporting, and in particular getting out the second round of traffic lights. I want to say thank you to everybody involved in that process. That includes classroom teachers, admin, SSOs, and also the leaders for binding the whole process together. It was an increase in workload, and we made that change reasonably late by putting in an extra layer of intervention. And just to summarise what's happened over the last week, 170 families were contacted regarding amber traffic lights via a text message on Friday. There were a further 132 red traffic light families contacted directly by subject teachers. And there is currently over 250 bookings already made for parent-teacher interviews on the 8th and 9th of April. That's certainly an increase than there has been in previous years. A message for those at-risk families will now be sent by the Bridge Unit for possible referral conversations. And again, this is another layer of support that we're putting in, offering families that extra little bit of support to try and get these traffic lights changed from amber and red into a green all systems go. So having a look at the data and some summary information, I just thought I would share with you some interesting numbers. There were 4,085 traffic lights assigned by classroom teachers over the past fortnight. Of that, 78% of them were green. A further 16% were amber, and just over 5% were allocated as red. So that's interesting numbers to see that sometimes we concentrate on the negative, the reality is that almost 80% of our students received a green traffic light. What's come out of this process is that we need to continue to identify and make contact with at-risk learners. And I think this has had a very positive engagement with families over the past week. Certainly been a lot of phone conversation, both directed from classroom teachers, but there's also been a strong response from families back to the school general number in clarifying what it is that the amber traffic lights are about, and then secondly, some follow-up bookings for parent-teacher interviews. We need to continue to do this, and it has become obvious that there are still a number of families, in fact, probably the majority of families, that are not regular sector engaged users, and we need to make sure that those numbers continue to rise during the year. As an outcome of the process, I've asked Sean Thomas to start to put together a promotional video that will be shared on Facebook and across our website regarding how to log on to Sector Engage, and then a process obviously of new families who have never got a login of how to go about that by contacting Annie at the front office. We also need to think about some structured intervention, and I think these things need to include a stronger emphasis on work completion for our students, earlier learning intervention for our students who struggle with literacy and numeracy, a stronger case management of our senior students within the supervised study structure, and I've got some more information about that later in the presentation, a continued rollout of the teaching and learning cycle that is targeted at writing improvement, and the leaders have certainly been working hard on that during term two, and all of our teachers will be involved during this next term to come. I think there also needs to be some specific timetable for literacy in the 2020 timetable, and there needs to be a strategic rollout of the One Child, One Plan with a very heavy emphasis on literacy improvement for all of the students with identified disabilities, the Department for Child Protection, young people, and also our Aboriginal learners. We need to also consider those students that are allocated green traffic lights and make sure that there is continuous improvement for those students who we are comfortable where they're at, but that we are pushing them as well. More work to follow on all of this. And again, thank you to all of those who are involved in the process over the last week around traffic lights. Moving to the coming week, The timetable working party will again meet on Tuesday. We have got to the point where we have a day-to-day structure that is being proposed, and we're now looking at the layering of the senior classes and meshing this with the middle school offerings that are under consideration. One of the things to think about was the placement for the research project into stage one to come into line with the SACE board recommendation, and the possibility of now pairing the PLP and the research practices course at year 10. Further thought certainly needs to be put into the compulsory offerings at years 8 and 9 and the impact that these have on choice subject offerings and also faculty facilities and staffing. I also want you to all be involved in the discussions through your faculty or your curriculum leader or through the staff that look after you within the portfolio. Also, bring your attention to Tuesday that there will be an Aboriginal education meeting for all staff across the district that is going to be held in our resource centre. Classroom bookings have been closed off for the resource centre for the day, but students are still welcome to use the facility during lessons because we are open for business as normal. Wednesday, we have a senior school supervised study meeting from 3:30. We have needed to make some structural changes to supervised study, in particular on some lines which are remarkably busy. So what I would encourage all staff that are interested to come to that meeting, but in particular those staff who are timetabled into supervised study, please make sure you get to that meeting. And more information will come out from Leslie about this. Year level assemblies will continue as they have during the whole of first term. The emphasis over the past week and into continuing weeks has been around the school's current mobile phone policy. And at this meeting, we've been very strong about the policy and this being implemented by all of our staff. Please support us on this. You've all been given a copy of the policy through Teams. The other theme of year level meetings has been around student uniform, and I feel that the standard has dropped over the past fortnight. So again, please support the leaders on expecting that students are wearing school uniform to the appropriate standard. I want to thank everybody for their continuing work, and I hope that this week is rewarding for you. To finish off, what happens to a frog's car when it breaks down? The answer is it gets towed away. Thank you, everybody, and have a lovely week.